Earlier this year, British explorer Pan Haddo and his team trekked for 3 months across the frozen Arctic Ocean, taking measurements and recording observations about the ice.
Well, we've been led to believe that we would encounter a good proportion of this older, thicker, technically multi-year ice that's been around for a few years and just gets thicker and thicker. We actually found there wasn't any multi-year ice at all.
Satellite observations and submarine surveys over the past few years had shown less ice in the polar region, but the recent measurements show the loss is more pronounced than previously thought.
We're looking at 80% roughly loss of ice cover on the Arctic Ocean in 10 years, roughly 10 years, and 100% loss in nearer 20 years.
Cambridge scientist Peter Wadhams, who's been measuring and monitoring the Arctic since 1971, says the decline is irreversible.
The more you lose, the more open water is created, the more warming goes on in that open water during the summer, the less ice forms in the winter, the more melt there is the following summer. It becomes a breakdown process where everything ends up accelerating until it's all gone.
Martin Summercorn runs the Arctic program for the environmental charity the World Wildlife Fund.
The Arctic sea ice holds a central position in the Earth's climate system, and it's deteriorating faster than expected, actually directly has to translate into more urgency to deal with the climate change problem and reduce emissions.
Summercorn says a plan to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, blamed for global warming, needs to come out of the Copenhagen Climate Change Summit in December.
We have to basically achieve there the commitment to deal with the problem now. That's the minimum. We have to do that equitably, and we have to find a commitment that is quick.
Wadhams echoes the need for urgency.
The carbon that we've put into the atmosphere keeps having a warming effect for 100 years. So we have to cut back rapidly now because it will take a long time. There's a flywheel effect. It will take a long time for that to work its way through into a response by the atmosphere. We can't switch off global warming just by being good in the future. We have to start being good now.
Wadhams says there is no easy techno fix to climate change. He and other scientists say there are basically two options to replacing fossil fuels: generate energy with renewables or embrace nuclear power. Jennifer Glass for VOA News, London.